potential for evoking more emotions and more feelings than any other single time of the year. Some of these personal feelings are joyful, thankful, and warm. Some are sad and mournful and cold. For some, it's a joyous season full of family and friends gathering far and near. For others, it's lonely and dark. I also think it's important to realize that nothing is permanent. The wheel is always turning. Nothing stays the same. There are others who think the same, and I'd like to share part of an essay from Meg Barnhouse, who is a UU minister and also a therapist. She entitles her essay, "A Time for Darkness." In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter long ago. This is the season when the dark is growing strong, reaching its peak at the winter solstice on December 21st. On December 22nd, the Earth begins tilting the northern hemisphere gradually back toward our sun. This has already begun. The light begins to grow stronger, and every culture in the northern hemisphere celebrates the rebirth of the light. Hindus have Diwali. Jews have Hanukkah. Pagans have Yule. Christians have Christmas. Jesus was probably born in the springtime, since the story says that shepherds were out in the field at night, and it's usually much too cold for that sort of thing in Bethlehem at the end of December. The Christian church set the date of Jesus' birth celebration to coincide with a huge celebration that the Roman Empire was already celebrating on December 25th. That way, the birth of the sun, S-O-N, could be celebrated at the same time as the birth of the sun, S-U-N. Both are symbols of the birth of the light in the hearts and minds of human beings. For some of us, the light as a symbol can represent the light of reason through which we find our life. In our Unitarian Universalist tradition, we honor reason and rebel against any faith system that demands that we put aside our need for things to make sense. For others, the light can represent the light of spirit that ebbs and flows inside us as we feel sometimes drained and dusty, other times energetic, enthusiastic, and supple. Sometimes in our lives are spirited times, other times of dispirited times. As we contemplate the meanings of the dark times and the light times, the Earth-based traditions would caution us against using the dark as a symbol for all that is negative. If we use darkness to speak of ignorance, depression, and evil, we speak as if it would be best to have no darkness at all, to have light all the time. That would be awful and dreadful. There is a season for dark and a season for light. Is it possible then that there is a time to feel energetic and a time to feel drained in the rhythm of life? A time to let life and energy flow outward from you and a time for it to flow inward. Maybe the ebb and flow of the spirit is a rhythm that's good to feel. Maybe in our growing into wholeness, there is a time to feel dusty and dry, hard as iron like the winter ground, and stony as winter water. Maybe, instead of worrying and suffering over those feelings, we could settle into them, and knowing that there is a time for cold and a time for warmth, a time to be energetic, and a time to rest, a time to grow, and a time to stay where you are, a time for the light of reason, and a time for other ways of knowing. Maybe we could walk in beauty and balance more easily if we could welcome the dark time, trusting that when it reaches full strength, things will begin their tilt in the other direction. Nothing stays the same in the flow of things. All things seek their balance and their rhythm. The wheel will always turn. The light will always be reborn. We need not be afraid. Rest assured. This month, as humans have done for thousands and thousands of years, we can bid goodbye to the dark in peace and greet the rebirth of the light with rejoicing.